Welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live, this 8th day of April, 2024. We have a first caller on the line, Charlie in Florida. Charlie, join the conversation.
Oh, hey, Jim, how you doing? Hey, listen, yeah, I know, you know, Biden has kind of like put the thing out there about the thing with Israel, you know, and Trump, because he's taken such hits, you know, from people, you know, even in the Democratic Party, who says that, you know, the Gaza people are being slaughtered over there. But on the same hand, when he makes the public statement, then on the other hand, he's sending ships in there still, and they're still pushing the building this pier or whatever it is that they're going to be able to deliver arms and stuff into Israel and stuff. So, you know, this is all BS. It's all BS.
Yeah.
It's the one hand covering here. The other reason, the real reason I'm calling, though, has to do more or less with a caller you had the other day, Dave in New York. And he had said that he had gone on the Ingrid Castle's show and the chat room, and had challenged us to provide him with a link, you know, provided us with a link showing that the virus doesn't exist, you know, and everything, and that nobody could provide him a link. Well, that's not, he's being disingenuous, because I was there then. I provided him, I know, with probably five links. And Ingrid, I talked to her yesterday, who has the show, and Mer Bailey runs the chat room. She told me that she had provided him links, because I had some different business with Ingrid. I had to order some nascent iodine, but I couldn't get it to work on the webpage. But the bottom line is, when I provided those links about a week later, he came on and was talking about some. I said, did you look at any of those links? Because the things he was saying in the chat room, he would have known better than he was saying if he had looked at any of the links. And he said, no. And I said, no. I said, you asked us to provide you those links and you don't even look at them? And he said, why should I look at them? And he considered them beneath him. So the only thing I can tell you is that he wasn't being honest with you. When he said that, he was asked to leave by John Stadtmiller twice, I think. He was asked to leave. But the reason why wasn't because Stadtmiller wanted to ban him so much. It was because he was harassing callers on shows. People would have shows, and they would have a person on, and this person would talk like they didn't believe that COVID-19 existed or something like that. And he would harass them with sending them email after email, tons and tons of stuff. And was harassing the people. And I know this for a fact because I've been on the RBN for a long time now, and I even talked to John Stadtmiller several times. And Stadtmiller, because the people had been complaining to Stadtmiller about him harassing them. So it wasn't like Stadtmiller just wanted to ban him. He banned him because he was harassing people, other people, other callers in other shows. That's one of the main reasons he got banned. And so anyway, he started posting all this stuff in Ingrid's chat room. And I went on there one day, and there was like 8 pages of stuff, all attacking Ingrid, all attacking me, all attacking everybody. And it was saying all this crazy stuff like, oh, the children of Israel disobeyed God and God had to punish them. You know, stuff like, this guy, is he God? And he's trying to threaten us with, you know, we're going to be punished. You know, it was very bizarre stuff. And Mer Bailey, who ran the chat room, who actually runs the chat room for Ingrid, went in and had to delete all that stuff. And then later she ended up having to kick him out because he kept trying to bait people into arguments all the time. So she ended up banning him from the chat room over there. He still goes in there every so often, but he's not being honest with you. Basically, he's kind of like, I don't know what he's doing. I just wanted to let you know all this.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Charlie. Yeah, I'm not familiar with that whole history. As you know, I welcome diverse points of view, but I do not approve of harassment and so forth. And what you're describing doesn't sound good. Very interesting, Charlie. Are there other issues you'd like to address?
Yeah. The United States was caught with their pants down. We were, the leader was shot by a sniper over there in that one city that they were taking over there in Russia, trying to take in Ukraine, that when they entered into the, I think it was Belgorod attack. And it was an American who was shot by the sniper and was headed the whole thing. And it's all on tape. It just came out, the tape, where you can hear the guys in Ukrainians saying that the commander has been shot dead. The American is dead.
How recently was this, Charlie?
This was the Belgorod attack, which was just recently, not too long ago. It was a... And it's,
snipers.
So, yeah, it just shows that we do have boots on the ground over there, and they're leading
Good. Yeah, no, a good sniper with the right equipment can take out a target from a mile away, Charlie. So, you know, and that would be, of course, a perfect target for a Russian sniper. I mean, an American leader, a commander in Ukraine. I think that's pretty near the top of the list in terms of desirable targets. So good stuff, Charlie. I'm kind of surprised, by the way, don't have any other callers right now. Let everyone know we have open lines. Now would be a perfect day. If you're a first-time caller or familiar, go ahead, take advantage of the opportunity. Charlie, your opportunity if you want to add more. Otherwise, I can go back to Colonel McGregor, who's always got a lot to say. Go ahead, Charlie.
Well, I hate to upstage Colonel McGregor. I can't do that. But I guarantee you, Colonel McGregor knows what he's talking about. But I will add one more thing. And that's people need this earth thing that's going on with the solar eclipse. A lot of people don't know this, but these eclipses cause several months later when they go over an area that is... has fault zones in them. Whether it's because it cools the ground or what, they don't know, but it has something to do. Months later to a year later, there's sometimes earthquakes in those areas. And this has been proven. A lot of people don't know about that, but it's true. And so I would just caution people, if they live in these areas, they need to be aware that there could be earthquakes coming in a few months or down the line.
Charlie, I'm intrigued you mentioned this. I would have a hard time, you know, explaining why that should be the case. I mean, why in the world should it be the case? An eclipse is just a shadow. Shadows don't have causal consequences. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know, but they believe it's because it cools the earth and it drops and stuff. It gets down into the areas where the magma and stuff is and changes things.
It's so brief and it's so superficial because it's right on Earth. Charlie, good stuff. You have a final thought?
No, that's all. I just want to let people know that because I think it's there. There is something to it.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Charlie. I'm going to go back to Colonel McGregor. I mean, he's got so much more to add. Here we go.
Erdogan at the polls. Now, there were several reasons for that, but one of them was Erdogan's continuous provision of oil and food and other things to the Israelis, despite all of this tough talk. And the Turks really want to go after the Israelis. They want action against them. And
okay, we got Doug in Malaysia. Doug, go ahead. Join the conversation, Doug.
Hey, Jim, I don't know, you might remember when you first started. I had called in once. And I just want to reiterate the impression that's still there, that you're doing such a great job. It's wonderful. I wasn't too happy to hear the combative caller on Friday. I think that partly why Mike left was you had these characters that come in there just try to irritate the host.
Well, Doug, I appreciate that. You come from an exotic location. I do recall your having called way back when. Give us more thoughts, Doug, about what's going on.
I want to follow up a little on that what I had called about, that it wasn't just a frivolous thing. When somebody was packing these extremely heavy items, which I had associated with things that could go through 8 walls of concrete at the Pentagon on 9/11. And in the meantime, I checked into it, and the site where it was, you can see on Google Maps, not that anybody wants to, it's a quite an impressive compound there, and it's got a tower, and it's like, oh, it wasn't even developed, but the whole area around it has been built up. And I was like, oh, how do you get to this place, like, easily to explain it? Well, it turns out, if you go to the airport in Bangkok, and you take the first right and just keep going and keep going and keep going, even when it gets to like a little tiny road, it comes right down to it. It's 1011, and it was during a coup d'etat. It was lockdowns, and I was injured and in from an accident that I was forced into, and the cops were after me, and it was lockdown. And when they caught up with me, I got locked up for 3 weeks, and most of the people in that locked up a psych ward in Ratchaburi were from the same location where it all started, who had seen this weird action with cranes and what are these guys taking out of this park. Well, these little croppings of hills all the way down the peninsula, very unique peninsula in the global map, they just stick right up out of the plane. I mean, the plane's at a little over sea level only. And then you get these things, I'm sure people have seen them, you know, pictures of them where these cliffs just come shooting out of the ground. And what I think is it was meteorite strikes that caused them, and that some of these things have...
Or maybe little asteroids.
Meteorites.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about Earth formation, you know, hundreds of millions of years ago.
Okay.
But that's what caused these formations, and they have something to do with why the moon always faces the Earth. It's not just gravity, it's also magnetism, and there's this third one, that it's, we have gravity, which we vaguely understand, magnetism, which we even less understand, and then this thing, it can like do a magnetic lock just sitting on the ground. It can have magnetic force at a distance. And, I mean, that's what I'm working on, this theory. But in the meantime, I'm just a little bit shaken up about Gaza. And like everyone else, the spin is out of control. I spent 22 years in Taiwan. People I stayed with have a mushroom farm in Kinmen. And Tom and Florida might appreciate this, that those people in Kinmen, they don't like this new government, the new president Lai, William Lai, starting on May 1st. He's going to think about dropping the ROC title. And the people in Kinmen, they will be unhappy about having U.S. troops there, because they're all pro-unification people. When I first went to get an extension in 1985, high-ranking police officer, fifth largest city, Taiwan, Jai. The first thing they want to know is if I'm like an independence advocate, and if I say anything, like, they're just asking openly. Well, I don't know. I said, well, that's a good thing, fella, because if you are, you get right out of here now. And that's how it was. And Taiwan's got to come back around to seeing that, well, the ancestors, you know, that came here, they were allowed to on the condition that they're helping make Taiwan a part of China. Okay, that's about all I have to say.
Good stuff, Doug. I just checked out the question you raised. Why do we always see nearly the same face of the moon? It's because the moon rotates on its axis in the same amount of time it takes to orbit Earth. A trait called synchronous rotation. So there it is. Actually, okay. I hadn't given it a lot of thought, but there is the explanation. Doug, thank you for calling from Malaysia. Very good.
Most welcome.
Pleasure. Glad to have you here. Joe in Tennessee. Joe, join the conversation.
Hey, Jim. I just wanted to talk about, for a minute, when I was up in Baltimore, all the news about the bridge collapse was talking about the 6 or 8 dead Hispanic workers that were on the bridge doing the road with the road crew that fell. You know, they were right there fixing potholes or whatever they were doing. You know, the whole media spin, the narrative was, you know, look how great these illegal immigrants are coming to this country, you know, dying on our bridges. And it was interesting to me because here you are in a black city, you know, they call it the chocolate city, some people. Farm City is another name for Baltimore, but why aren't the blacks getting these entry level, good, high paying highway jobs, you know? I mean, you would think that in a black run city like Baltimore, good paying, you know, highway jobs blacks would be getting. I mean, there are plenty of unemployed black men in Baltimore. The ghetto there is just teeming with them. And, you know, it kind of shows that this immigration thing is really about replacement. And it's not just about, you know, remember the guys at Charlottesville, you know, the Jews will not replace us, and they were all white. Well, the black people should have really joined with the people at Charlottesville. Because the immigrants that are coming to this country now, they're starting to go to the cities like Chicago and New York and Baltimore, and they're going to squeeze the blacks out. They're taking all the good jobs. You go to Florida, they're taking all the entry-level hard work. Now, the immigrants do, and a lot of them do come here and work hard. They're taking the hard jobs, roofing jobs and construction jobs. But, you know, those are entry-level jobs. You don't need to be that highly educated. You just have to have a strong back and the will to work and to learn. And they can be, you know, those guys now, you see them all driving new trucks, and they do pretty well. And it's just a sign of the political corruption in Baltimore, especially in the black cities like Baltimore or Chicago with that mayor in Chicago, the same thing. I guess at the top, the black leadership is really bought off. And they're selling their constituents down the crapper. And it's really kind of sad because although I find that what the blacks have done to these cities is really terrible, I have more in common with them as my countrymen than these new arrivals that are coming here and taking their opportunity away from them. Now, they're also taking ours, but it seems like that's there's been a decision to do that almost at a higher level. And,
Yes. A decision is a policy of the Biden admin, and you're correct. It's replacement. And it is remarkable that even in a city with a black mayor, that this is happening as it is. I think you're making a lot of good points, Joe. Give me a final thought.
Well, I just, like I said, it's very kind of ironic that, you know, all the stuff that they made out of Charlottesville, you know, and the chance that the Jews will not replace us, you know, that the black
I wanted to let me pick up on that, Joe. I've done a fair amount of research on Charlottesville. The blacks there were actually bussed in with Antifa and black members on the same bus by George Soros. They were paid. This was not a spontaneous, protest. It was to defeat those who wanted to preserve the statue of Robert E. Lee. It was a magnificent statue. And to me, it's tragic. I understand it's already been melted down. I mean, this is just grotesque. This is what these Marxists will do to kill our national identity. They'll take some of our finest monuments and destroy them in order to deprive us of forms of recognition of our past history. Because they want to, you know, completely eviscerate and demolish our culture and replace it with something very different. Joe, thanks. Good call, my friend.
Thank you.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Continuing with our callers, Tom from Florida, the mic is yours.
Yeah, good day, President Jim. Really good call by Joe there. Joe made some wonderful points. Happy Eclipse Day to you.
Yes.
The eclipse is almost over now. It's kind of, I saw a little bit of air in Florida, not much. Like, you know, where you guys are at, Wisconsin, wherever. but that was amazing. But here, I want to get rolling here. I want to talk about this movie Civil War that comes out, that just came out. It's coming out, the trailer's come out, Jim. And before I go there, though, I want you to know this, that bridge that Francis Scott Key Bridge, where the six right. bodies were, or they pulled the bodies out of that bay there, the Baltimore Bay there. Those were six green card holders, and they recovered three of the bodies. I guess they're trying to get the other three. And they were on a break at 1:30 in the morning. So what were they doing? Holding green cards, and they were on the lunch break or something. That's what's been reported. They were all basically in the country with green cards. I don't know if they were, I don't even believe they were legally here. But Biden, well, goes to the bridge, and he said, we need more immigrants. We need more immigrants. This bubbling, stumbling, mumbling moron is saying we need more immigrants. He was using that as a political ploy at that bridge that was collapsed. Okay? So these six people that are dead in the water there, they had green cards. And they were on a lunch break at 1:30 in the morning. So I'd like to know more details about that, Jim.
Yeah.
But here's what I want to talk about. Jim, we got to talk about this, and everybody in RBN has to understand this. Okay? You remember 2 years ago, and you were talking about Charlottesville, and I want to tell you, Donald Trump just now said, there will be no more monuments if he becomes president again. He's just giving a speech right now. There will be no more monuments tore down in this country if he becomes president again on January 20th. You will do 10 years and 10 years of hard labor. You will not get 9 years for good behavior. You're not going to get 8 years. You're going to do 10 years for tearing any down any federal monument. Robert E. Lee, whatever monument that's been put up by our government, you will not be able to have the right to tear it down. Antifa, BLM, any of those criminals, try that. Soros will be arrested because of that. He tries that when Trump becomes the president here in January. You are going to do 10 years of hard labor. That was out of Donald Trump's mouth. Just now I heard him speaking.
Tom, I love hearing that from Trump. That's just terrific. That's wonderful news.
Yes, that was, he gave one of the greatest speeches I ever heard him give. And he's really cutting down. He said he's going to deport. If it takes him, he'll deport them all. He's going to deport them all. He's going to go for everybody. You know, these people, they're not coming here to compliment us speaking English. They don't care. They don't care about our founding fathers. They don't give a damn about us. And by the way, I called Robert Revolt's show last night. He had a great show, too. Robert had a lot of great information. But here's what I want to talk about, Jim. The main thing, like I was trying to tell Robert, and you have senators in the United States Senate right now, Jim, are saying that these people are not coming here for the vote. They're coming here for the census so they can bring more Congress people into Congress. And that's why they're bringing all these illegal aliens, because Biden says, hey, you don't have to be here legally. You just got to be censored in the census. That is insanity. This is dereliction. The guy should be militarily taken out of power right now. And the military needs to go in there, scoop this guy out, and say, you're going in 11. Wherever they're going to put Biden, they need to put him and Kamala Harris somewhere, because they've told total dereliction of duty. Now, here, Jim, here's the main thing. In the movie, do you remember 2 years ago when Joe Biden told the American population, the majority of white males, do you remember it says, you keep messing around with me, MAGA, we're going to use the United States Air Force on you. You remember him saying that, Jim? It's on tape. Joe Biden said he'll use... He will. Hey, Joe Biden said he'll use the United States Air Force.
Biden was threatening MAGA with the Air Force, right? Biden.
That's correct. That is correct. You can look it up.
Yeah.
He was basically saying, we'll use it. You people think you have you're all bad asses. Well, we'll use the United States Air Force on you. Can you imagine a president of the United States calling out the majority of the population, which is white Anglo males and females, that he would actually take? And I've got a movie about it, Jim. It's on the movie, the trial. Look at a trailer of Civil War on your thing, like I told you the other day about the Bengals, about walk like a Joe Biden. Well, Joe Biden, you remember under Obama's administration, he was telling everybody, you don't need an assault weapon, just go buy a double-barrel shotgun and saw it off 12 inches. You remember that, Jim? That's on tape. Joe Biden said that. Go get a double-barrel shotgun, put it out with double-odd buck, and you saw it off the 12 inches, then you got your assault weapon. And he told every American to go buy a double-barrel shotgun. That was out of Joe Biden's mouth. You can look it up. Now, when you see that Joe Biden is telling American population, especially MAGA, make America great again, that we'll use the United States Air Force on you and use a white, mainly white pilots. I mean, they're not all white. You got Afro-American pilots. You got Hispanic. But majority of those pilots, 80% of them, I say, are white. And you're going to tell the pilots of the United States, the military, to attack its own population? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, in my opinion, Tommy deserved to be removed from office for that remark alone. That is so outrageous.
Yes. Can I hang on? Yes,
stick around.
On.
Stick around. Stick around. We got a break.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Health Simple with Kalwada Shilaji, fact bit number 3. Shilaji is the supreme yoga vaha. Within Ayurveda, Shilaji is the singular substance that towers above all other herbs, herbal minerals, and earth-made adaptogens. Yogavaha refers to substances that have the ability to synergistically make better and carry other substances to its prescribed destination. In the case of Shilaji, most any herb, food, or mineral is amplified with ionic potential, superimposing superior efficacy with increased cellular energy and absorption rates. One of the best applications for Shilaji is to add a drop or two into your favorite herbal tincture and foodstuff. Simply put, Shilaji makes other substances more effective.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org. To watch the full video and see more information, use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Younger, so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, days and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a gentle mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around.
Tom, please do continue, my friend.
Well, yeah, Jim, what I got to say is this also. You look at the tax base in this country, and the majority of the people who pay taxes in this government, the federal government of the United States, is white. Okay? And I hope Lauren calls in. I'd like to hear what she's got to say. But the majority are white Caucasians who pay the biggest tax bill in this country. And you have a president calling for our annihilation. He's calling out to bring fighter planes against us. I don't know if you noticed, Jim. Does anybody in RBN know what a Raptor, the 22 Raptor, looks like? Have they ever seen the video of the Raptor 22? Have you ever seen that weapon? That weapon is so devastating, Jim, that airplane. It's unbelievable. And now they got lasers on it. They got lasers on this thing. And for Joe Biden, the president of this country, to call out the white majority that we would attack you if you ever tried to take over the government. What, the Air Force? What is that? What kind of statement? Can you imagine Donald Trump was to do that? Can you imagine Donald Trump's sons, Eric or Don Jr., were crackheads? The media would be talking about it every day for 24 hours a day. It would be unrelenting what they would do to Trump's family if his kids were crackheads. Okay?
Yeah.
I want to go to Jim. I want to go to Jim about these illegal aliens. Jim, I live in South Florida. These people are competing like you won't believe. They don't want these lawn jobs anymore. They want to get these county jobs, solid waste, transportation, and these jobs are paying $120,000 a year, Joe. These people come here after 3-4 years. They know somebody, cronyism or nepotism. They're getting all these great jobs. And as far as the nursing goes in South Florida, 90% of all the nurses don't even speak English, Joe. It's going to happen to a city near you.
How does that work? If the nurses don't even speak English, how can they?
No, they don't.
Patients get things right. God.
It's crazy. The ones that try to learn English, it's unbelievable.
I know you're not saying government's allowing it. I get it.
But yeah, you get it. Now listen, Marco Rubio here in South Florida, Senator Rubio and Carlos Jimenez are on the news today asking where in the hell are all these illegal aliens flying into Miami International Airport from Cuba and South America? Joe Biden's not letting them walk through Mexico anymore. They're flying them into these airports, and Marco Rubio wants to know where in the hell they going in Florida. What is Ron DeSantis with doing all these illegal aliens? And they want to come in from Haiti. They're trying to come from all over, and Joe Biden is flying these people in here now, Jim. He's flying them in here. He's giving them $18,000 furniture vouchers. He's giving them all kinds of Obama phones, food stamps, welfare. I mean, these aliens are living better than we do. They have a great life. We don't, but they do.
It's insane, Tom. It's insane.
What's absolutely really insane is
you're blowing your gasket over it, but deservedly. By God, we should all be blowing our gaskets over it. There's more outrage all over the country because this is the greatest threat to our history and our nation and its history, Tom. No doubt about
it. And you know what, Jim? I'll leave you with this thought. Right here in South Florida, there's not one white man or woman of Anglo-Saxon who made Dade County the greatest county in Florida, actually, at one time. There's not one representation for white people in this town. They're all Cubans or Haitians or Dominicans. There's not one white man or woman representing us. There's not even a Jew. There's not even a Jew on the Miami-Dade County Commission. Broward County's got like four of them. I mean, that's the model they're trying to set us up with, Jim. Fill it up like a bottle. Put a cork on the bottle and watch it explode. That's exactly what their mindset is, these Zogs. This is exactly what I tell Revolt. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to fill us up like a bottle, put a cork on it, and watch the damn thing explode. And that's what's going to happen. But, Jim, I got to leave you with this thought. I got a final thought. You ready?
Yeah.
Jim, my final thought is they have this movie Civil War out. This movie Civil War is going to really shock the core of this nation because they're trying to pit – it's actually a show – that white America, it's going to eventually happen, Jim. I don't want to call it a civil war. I like to call it a revolution. But I got to tell you, if something very bad is going to happen, and Biden, God forbid if he gets back in office, Jim, I don't see this country lasting a year after that. It's going to be cataclysmic. It's going to be the worst thing we can ever imagine. Because right now, Jim, this guy is trying. Look, they're bringing Chinese men in here without women. What does that tell you? All these people are going to be in the military, like Robert Revolt said. All these people eventually will be in our military, point a gun at us.
Yeah.
The white Anglos, the white males, we're their biggest threat. Jews are behind it all.
I think you got it right.
I know I got it right.
Thank you.
I can see it right now. I can smell it. I can smell a rotten rat.
Great call, Tom. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Bubba Scout, Reb from Colorado, join the conversation, Bubba.
This is Bubba Scout, Reb, U.S. Pentagon, first team Bubba Scout. We're known all over the top of the government. We're not the regime. We're the U.S. government for state of Colorado. That man in Florida, listen up, Tom. If you don't mention us, it's your whatever, goodbye. I heard every word he said. We can't even follow that except that, the white race is done in America. I got long, thick, blonde hair, pale white skin, and they said to me at all these PMO offices, they see my Colorado driver, how the hell do you look 19 and you're in your late 70s? Because I've got good genetics. I never smoked anything, never lit a cigarette, watched the country go down the drain for decades, and two of the three members ain't even white boys. We're double X chromosomes. You can ask all the questions you want. But if you don't mention our name, the only one on this network that ever mentioned us, I want to tell you, he's black. He's a Negro from Austin, Texas. He's living in Poland because he sees what's being done to the white race. He let me on the show there. It was on 10 to midnight Central time. His name was V. He called the military and said, "You don't abandon witnesses." He used to be in the Army. He knows everything. Yeah. And Frank Steffens of American Voice Radio Network. Everybody else, you might as well raise your hammer and sickle around you, because we don't trust the Caucasians. We hate them. We said, like that famous song, we're the opposite of Caucasian. We're the white race. And we say, we hate your guts. We don't want you here with your fat guts, bald skulls, and stupid queer beards. That's what we see men in America as, that are Caucasian. They're not even white anymore. And we don't care about statues. What the hell? What does that do for us? And they said, they don't want you to desecrate, wreck their statues. Who cares? What about us, the white race? They don't care about they desecrate us. They want to bomb us. No, this time, where is the top of the Pentagon? Bubba Scout Reb, you ring the phone off the hook at the National Command Center. I just talked to him today. They said they want to get us troops here. Get them here now while they're not being run by the Chi-Coms. Or wait till then and watch you die. That's what's coming. They're going to take over, like Tom said. He could have. He said it all took over South Florida. I've got people I know in Palm Beach County. They won't go further south, but that's going to be took over from Broward and Dade County. And we're not from Florida. Our command center is in Brevard County, Florida, where Cape Canaveral is. So we know what's going on. I'm from Texas. Bubba come up from Texas. We all come up. I wouldn't have known her there. We're refugees in our own country. So don't give us this. That's a red state. You know, it's a crap lying state.
Bubba, yeah. Give us a final thought.
Okay. Call 703-697-9121. Call 703-692-7100. It's all listed under Bubba Scout Reb. It's a 13-letter call sign to Pentagon. Because we're not under the Justice Department. We're signed to the War Department. That's the only jurisdiction. 911's not allowed near us. We got agents of the military telling them stay away. We're just waiting for troops. We'll get them here, and we'll get rid of this problem. We don't need a wall. The ones that aren't supposed to be here, they're leaving. We'll get them out of here. It's Bubba Scout Reb or kiss your whatever goodbye. Thank you for listening.
You got it. Robert in Illinois. Robert, join the conversation.
Hey, Jim, it's Brew.
Brew, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to, I'm calling to reference one of your earlier callers. He was talking about Charlottesville, and he was repeating the lie that at the time that when they were walking down the streets in Charlottesville, when they were doing their torch march, remember, from like representing like the days of Lincoln when they marched down the street with the torches and whatnot, that the media decided to take that audio, which was kind of faint because they were filming at a distance. The audio wasn't as clear, but the media, Don Lemon, Anderson Cooper, and all the talking heads, didn't matter where it was, CNN, Fox, MSNBC, they replaced the audio because the original audio and what those people were chanting were, Y-O-U will not replace us. And all over the TV, they knew what they were saying, but they replaced it by saying, Jews will not replace us. And they distorted the whole thing to make those people look like it was an anti-Jew thing and so on and so forth, which it was not. It was simply Y-O-U will not replace us. And they distorted it through the media, and that's the lie they told. They put it on the TV, the radio, et cetera, and it is like now 4 or 5 years later, and people still believe it's implanted in their head that that was what's going on. Go ahead.
That's very interesting. That parade was Friday night, though. It wasn't Saturday, right? I mean,
Well,
the Tiki Parade.
One of the,
the torch.
It was one of the first nights they were there. It was in the evening. They were marching with the torches, the tiki torches, which was something that did in the days of Lincoln, where they didn't really have electricity or anything, and they were doing a march with the torches and whatnot. It had nothing to do with racism against blacks, Jews, anything. They were there.
Right.
That whole Charlottesville deal was about them taking down the statues and then people representing themselves. And that whole thing, you know how, and you know very well the story, how they, just like January 6th, just like anything else, they took it over and they ran roughshod on there, turned it into political theater.
Well, thank you, Brew, for that. Have you a final thought?
Nope. That's it, Jim. You take care.
Thanks. Good stuff. Okay, HB in Tennessee, join the conversation, HB.
Hey, Mr. Fetzer, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just want to mention that these people are, you know, everybody always says that all the illegals are coming in or taking the construction jobs that other people won't do. And I'm saying we don't need these people here to build more houses so we can have more people come over here so they can get jobs and build more houses.
Right. Agreed.
You know, we don't limit our population.
Trump has also said he's going to have the largest deportation program in American history. We need it. This Biden thing is so insane. It is so destructive of America. I'm just outraged. I can't believe he hasn't been taken out. This is just ridiculous. It's insulting. It's un-American. It's tyrannical. It is despicable.
I can't believe our representatives aren't doing anything about J6 people or anything about the border. They're not doing anything.
I'm with you. So many outrageous things. It's like every damn congressman is bought off, paid, blackmailed, or otherwise intimidated. We have a disgusting Congress, completely disgusting. I agree, HB. You're spot on.
All right. I'm mad enough. I'll let you go.
Good call. Good Scott job. From Nevada. Scott, join the conversation, Scott.
Hello, Jim. You hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, good. Anyway, let's see here. Baltimore Bridge. In 1980, the Sunshine Skyway Bridge that outside Tampa, Florida was hit by a ship. And 1,200 feet of bridge fell down. 4 days later, the Coast Guard convened a public Marine Board of Investigation. Now, remember the sub that it was called the Titan submersible. It went down on the Titanic, I believe, and they lost the submarines.
Yeah.
Last year. Yeah. Okay. Now that happened out in the middle of the ocean. They convened that board of investigation, I believe, 5 days later. Yeah. No. 7 days later, happened on June 18th. Yeah. A Marine Board of Investigation was convened in 1 week. Now, this has been 2 weeks with this Baltimore thing, and there is no public hearing investigation yet. So that has little red flags going up.
That's one
issue. Well, getting back to our friend Tom from Florida, I understand his frustration and anger. But have you read Unrestricted Warfare, that book put out by the People's Liberation Army?
No, I suppose I should. Tell us about it.
I shall. So I happened to be in China. I was working over there for a while, early 2000s. The book was, I had been out for 3 or 4 years, and I read an English translation while I was there. So the two little points stick out. Number one, they said the greatest weakness of the United States is the monetary system, the Federal Reserve. So, okay, we all get that one. And then this other line got me. The greatest single threat to the government of the United States is Christians.
You're kidding me.
No, not kidding. I read that and I went, what? Not kidding.
That is just so ridiculous, Scott. I can't believe it. I mean, that's just monumental ignorance and stupidity.
Well, hang on a minute. I mean, obviously, it means that the government is going to be going in a direction where Christians are going to say, no, thank you. Right.
Yeah.
And then we get down. Have you read, remember Senator Jim Webb, James Webb? You familiar with him, the senator from Virginia?
Was he Secretary of Navy? Yeah.
What the hell was he? I'm not sure. You know, it might have been Army, but he was a senator. Well, he wrote a book titled Born Fighting, and it was about the Scots-Irish in America, right? How the Scots-Irish shaped America. So in that book, you know, he just explains the Scots-Irish, how the Scots-Irish as a group came over here. The title of the book is Born Fighting. I happened to be listening to NPR one day, which I usually do as a joke, dark humor, but they were interviewing James Webb about his book, Born Fighting. And so he's explaining the book and talking to the interviewer. And the interviewer started going off on Christians with guns, right? It's amazing. And yeah. And so and she goes, well, how about if we just go round up all the guns? And there's this long silence. And James Webb goes, I don't think you understand. If you try to take their guns, they are going to kill you. Interesting line. So we're in a position where our government did 9/11. Okay.
Yes.
So we're in a position, our highest authorities are against us. And this is in a book titled The Law of Nations, Amer de Vittel, 1757. It's called a mixed war. And a mixed war is when a government is at war against its own people. So that's where we are. Govern yourselves accordingly.
Yes.
Okay, Jim.
Yes.
Talk to you later.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's good stuff. Good stuff, Scott. Thank you. Sherry in Arkansas. Sherry, join the conversation.
Speak about how long this has been a plan. The one-child policy in China, which was brought forth by the American government, and you think that the men of China have nothing better to do than invade America. They don't have a wife at home. They have no children at home. So this goes, and that's only in our lifetime. But how long ago has this all been planned? Your thoughts?
Well, you're asking me how long ago has all this been planned?
Well, I'm just saying the one-child policy.
Well, of course, it turned out to be a calamity because there was a preference for male children, so they aborted or they even committed infanticide against girls, and they wound up with a whole bunch of boys with no women to mate
with. And so I ask you now, Jim, from the 70s, when that was instituted, who's over here now? The males without a wife from China.
I don't think that was planned in the 70s. They just made a mistake in their, you know, family planning policy. This is relatively recent, in my opinion, you know, as far as... But China has issued a warning that anyone here, Chinese in America, should be prepared for unexpected events, and that worries me tremendously. Sure, I don't think it was planned in the 70s to have all these boys. It was just a mistake,
oh my
you know.
Goodness, and I thought I was naive, Jim.
Okay, Sherry, I don't claim to know everything. I'm glad. Did Sherry depart? Okay, Dan in Washington, join a conversation, Dan.
Hey, thanks. Hey, I bought the glasses and everything, but it started raining. I couldn't even see the eclipse. Kind of sucks, but hopefully people can see it.
Yeah.
I wanted to dispute what that caller said. I listened to a lot of people that organized Charlottesville, like Mike Enoch and Eric Stryker and David Duke, and they intentionally changed that from "You will not replace us" to "Jews will not replace us." So they did that on purpose because Jews are intentionally trying to replace white people. So it was actually a really good moment. So, you know, I think that caller is trying to kind of cuck out or kind of have, you know, optics, conservative optics and stuff like that.
You're saying they actually were chanting "Jews will not replace us"?
Yes. And it was a great thing. So, And they're not pussies. That's why they're not afraid to be called anti-Semitic like conservatives are or Alex Jones and stuff like that. So, and they did that intentionally.
Dan, I'll check it out. I got a friend who's very knowledgeable and indeed friends with some of the leaders. So I'll check that out, Dan. Listen, give me a final thought. I got one more. I got one more I want to work in. Give us a final thought,
man. Yeah. Look, the Republicans are dog whistling, be afraid of Chinese, and you think they're going to stop immigration with that. They're not going to. They didn't do it when Bush was telling us to be afraid of the Muslims. And I don't even buy into this anti-China stuff. I mean, the Republicans are not going to stop immigration based on Chinese single men coming in the country and crowd. Anyway, thanks.
Dan, thanks. Good stuff. Thanks, Dan. Joshua, New York. Joshua, join the conversation.
Yes. So I'm calling in regards to Jesse Waters or whatever. I was watching a video of James Corsi and General Flynn, Mike Flynn, and his bitch shoot or whatever. And it was stating how they brought up Jesse Waters and how they're saying he's a good guy or whatever. But he's obviously being held back because of Fox News. So Fox News is done, like I've been saying. And they're trying to give Jesse
Fox
the out.
Fox News would boot Tucker, who is such a sensation. I mean, they got their head where the sun doesn't.
Unfortunately, I already told everybody that anyone supporting Tucker Carlson, that's a host and all that, you can watch him, but anyone supporting him, be dead. Because we already know that Tucker Carlson and Jesse Waters, I already called all this. Everyone already knows this.
I'm not sure.
Everything's going exactly the way that mindset has said.
I already called all this.
Mindset.
Go ahead, Joshua. Go ahead. Oh, we seem to have lost Joshua. Listen, I've got a video. A friend of mine in Cleveland did a video of the clip, so I'm going to include it in the show tomorrow when you watch the a video version on my blog at BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer. You will be able to see it. Too bad we lost Joshua. In any case, I do think Fox is restraining its hosts, and Jesse Waters is among them. Let me see if we have one last caller here to work in for just a brief second. Otherwise, I mean, I think so far it appears we have survived without any major catastrophes. Okay, I got it. We seem to have survived this eclipse day without any major catastrophes. I want to thank all of you for being here. Spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, and people you love and care about, because we do not know how much time we have left. And support RBN. Back tomorrow.
I just need someone to love. Could it be anybody? I want somebody to love.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.